USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden spoke on the final day of the CEO Summit of the Americas event in Los Angeles about the economic potential among all the countries in attendance. The president saying the region is filled with dynamic energy and he is optimistic about the future. He called on CEOs to match funds his administration gave to Central American countries and added the decisions being made today will have a major impact on the future.
None of us will be able to fully realize our ambition for the region on our own. So let's use this summit to tackle the obstacles to growth. Come together around new ideas and new opportunities to take our region's biggest challenges on and defeat them.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee primetime hearings are set to begin Thursday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are rising. The Labor Department says 229,000 Americans sought benefits last week. That's an increase of 27,000 from the previous week's revised total. The largest increase in claims for the week that ended May 28th happened in Mississippi, California, and New York. A man has been charged with attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice after he was found with weapons outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. He allegedly told law enforcement he wanted to kill Justice Kavanaugh. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says some prominent Democrats incited hysteria over the illegally leaked draft decision from the Supreme Court that suggests a plan to overturn Roe v. Wade.
First, they use reckless rhetoric. It helps fuel the dangerous climate. Then they refuse to do their jobs and address the problem.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Inflation in the UK is the highest it's been since the early 1990s. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says their recovery from the pandemic has been hindered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He says that energy and grain prices are expected to remain high in the short term, but adds that the UK and other allies cannot abandon support for Ukraine.
Never mind that abandoning the Ukrainians would be morally repugnant, since they are the victims, and they have an absolute right to defend a free and independent country. We are simply not in a position to tell them what to do.
The Senate is continuing to discuss gun legislation, and some Republicans say a compromise could be near. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says he believes they'll have legislation ready for the floor by the end of the current work period.
I am optimistic in the next couple of weeks that we'll have something for Senator Schumer to put on the floor that will pass with significant bipartisan majorities.
A New York courtroom is being disinfected after somebody released hundreds of cockroaches during an arraignment. Court officials in Albany say the incident happened Tuesday morning when four people were being arraigned in city court. A fight escalated after one of the defendants began recording the proceedings and then somebody released cockroaches from plastic containers. It's unclear who released the insects or how they managed to get hundreds of cockroaches inside the courtroom. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.